KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today's southwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, west winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. And Friday, west winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, west winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. And Friday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet with rain and snow. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, west winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. And Friday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, west winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with snow. Tonight, west winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet with snow. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, west winds 30 knots, seas 15 feet with snow. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, becoming south 15 after midnight, seas 10 feet with rain and snow. And Friday, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, isolated snow showers before 1 p.m. Partly sunny, highs near 36, west winds 25 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered snow showers between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., then rain and snow. Lows around 35, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 25. And Friday, rain and snow mainly before 10 a.m., highs near 42, calm winds becoming southwest around 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:34 a.m. at 7 foot 3 inches, a low at 11:08 a.m. at 6 inches, a high at 5:19 p.m. at 5 feet 10 inches, and a low tonight at 10:46 at 2 feet 1 inch. Your sun rose at 7:31 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:52, giving us 14 hours and 21 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yep, next we have Rush with a piece called Tom Sawyer. And then Santana will do Waiting, and the Sticks after that will be Sweet Madam Blue.
Gets high on you, and the Yeah. time after time. I sit and I wait for your call. I know I'm a fool, but what can I say? Whatever the price, I'll pay for you. Madam Blue. Once long ago, a word from your lips and the world turned around. But somehow you've changed, your so far away. I long for the past and dream of the days with you. Madam Blue.
Next up is Ian Anderson's band called Jethro Tull, piece called Aqualung. Then Def Leppard with Bringing On the Heartbreak. And big hit by ZZ Top, Legs.
You see it's so good to be. Oh, 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 oh.
Don't you start away on easy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
Thank you.
Well, Quiet Riot next, and they're really not that quiet, but they are a riot. Then we have Alaska Department of Fish and Games with Sounds Wild, and Chuck Berry with some Wee Wee Hours, all coming right at you.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Ancient people had surprisingly modern heating and cooling systems. In Rome, they had hypocausts. A furnace outside a building burned wood. Then a series of ducts carried its hot air under the floor, heating the tile from beneath, like today's radiant heating. From there, it flowed up within the walls to warm baths, saunas, or rooms before exiting the roof. In the Americas, the Anasazi had their own heating systems. They built house walls with thick adobe bricks that absorbed daytime heat, keeping buildings cool, then radiated it during the cold desert night, keeping occupants warm. They built cliff dwellings under south-facing overhangs, protected from the summer sun, but positioned to absorb it in winter. Before them, Sumerians invented the wind catcher, a tower or high duct on the windward side of a building that funneled the breeze down into it, forcing out hot air on the leeward side. For extra cooling, they directed the incoming air across a pool of water. Wind catchers cooled most ancient desert civilizations and are still used there and elsewhere. Britain installed them on many buildings in the 1970s through 90s. We could revisit more of these ancient climate control systems today for regions with unreliable electricity or that experience frequent power outages. Naturally heated and cooled buildings could help keep people comfortable and healthy while reducing energy requirements significantly. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.
That's when I think of you. In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. You say, but yet I wonder if your love was ever true. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you. I wonder if you still remember all the things we used to do. One little song for a fading memory. One little song for a fading memory. Of the one I really love, the only one for me.
Yeah, Lover Boy's up next with Lucky Ones and the Sonics with Don't You Just Know It. After that, Mr. Tambourine Man, big hit by the Byrds. I think it was written by Bob Dylan. Here's Lover Boy.